Football fans are known for being loyal and doing as much as they can to try and help their team win. But a minority of supporters think that means chanting about tragic events involving the opposition, and authorities are coming down hard with banning orders. This week we're exploring one of football's worst aspects, tragedy chanting.
サッカーファンはクラブに対する忠誠心が強く、勝利のためにできる限りのことをすることで知られています。しかしながら、間違った方向に意識が向いている少数のサポーターがおり、対戦相手の悲劇的な出来事についてのチャントをすることが問題となっています。当局は彼らに対してサッカー禁止令を出し、厳しく取り締まっています。今週はフットボールにおけるダークサイドの一つである悲劇のチャント、誹謗中傷チャントについて話してみます。
Yeah, so before we get started, I wanted to ask, how widely do you think this issue is known in Japan?
なんか昨日トミーから送られてきて、日本語に訳されているニュースを見てみたんだけど、やっぱりそこまで多くは報道されていないので、何が起きてるかっていうのはね、知らない人が多い気はしますね。
Yeah, well, that's one of the things, one of the goals for this podcast, I think, is to share what's trending in overseas football. And trending doesn't always mean good trends. There are bad trends as well. And so I thought this was a good episode to maybe introduce a bit of a social problem and explain a little bit about what's happening in England lately as well.
まあ今本当にプレミアリーグ見てて楽しいし、世界最高峰のリーグ、エンタメとしても大きく成功している。けれども、まあ、その華々しいプレミアリーグの歴史においても悲劇はあって、番組でもね、ヒルズボラの悲劇は2回にわたって取り上げているので、もし興味がある方はそちらも聞いてほしいなと思うんですけど、まあ、良い面ばかりではなくて、悪いところもやっぱりありますよっていうのは、今日の番組でも喋ってみたいなと思います。うん、まあ、本当に、ね、調べてて思ったけど、今プレミアリーグで起きてるこの誹謗中傷というか悲劇のちゃんとは許せないなと思うので、それがなぜ起きてるのかっていうのも少し喋ってみたいなという感じです。
Yep, let's get started with the vocabulary. The first word is offensive, using language or themes intended to insult or provoke individuals or a group. For example, a football fan was arrested for singing offensive songs during a recent match.
攻撃的な構成の、まあ、オフェンスとディフェンスってあると思うんだけど、ここではもうちょっと嫌な、不快なとか、感情を害するようなっていう意味で、オフェンシブが使われてます。
Yeah, offensive language is like the F word, the S word, things like that. Things that are intended to maybe hurt someone else or have some sort of emotional reaction. That would be an offensive word. And these are offensive chants that we're going to talk about.
そうね。
The second word is tribalism, a very strong feeling of loyalty to a political or social group, so that you support them whatever they do. For example, excessive tribalism can create a toxic atmosphere at football matches.
Tribalism, 部族主義。まあ、ここでは仲間への忠誠心とか仲間意識っていう形で使われていると思います。
Yeah. So if you belong to a tribe, that's a group basically, and then the tribalism is supporting that no matter what.Doing anything you can for that group.
そうね。それ、ここでも喋ってきたと思うんだけど、なんかこう、束になったり、グループになると、まあ、個人ではできないことをやり始めてしまうっていうのは、今回ここでも問題になってる気はしますね。
That's right, yep. And the third word is condemn. To criticize something or someone strongly, usually for moral reasons. For example, police have condemned the rise of tragedy chanting at football.
非難する、強断する、咎める。Condemn.
It's very strong. Like, 非難する, you might say criticize. Condemn is even further than that. It's like you've done something really bad if you've been condemned. Very strong word.
そうね。
So let's jump into it then. What is tragedy chanting? It's pretty simple. It's when fans sing songs that reference disasters or other fatal events involving players, officials, or fans of another team.
今までフットボール界におけるこう悲劇というか痛ましい事故っていうのは何個かあってこの後も紹介していくんですけど、まあ、僕最近気になってたのはリバプールはさ今もその事故の日が近づくと試合前に黙祷を捧げてるんだけど最近すごい気になってたのは相手チームのサポーターがそのサイレントの時に 黙祷をせずに歌ったり揶揄するチャントが飛んでる時あるなっていうのは気はしてて、やっぱあれはやっぱりなんかここに、この問題につながってるなっていう気はしますね。
うん。Yeah, it's an interesting point, for sure. Yeah. I think tragedy chanting is taking one of the best things about football, the singing, the atmosphere. I think that's what so many of us love about football. And it's doing a 360 degree turn and making it one of the worst things about football. I think the tribalism that we just spoke about, it has no boundaries. When you get caught up in it, there's no one in that group saying, hang on, let's stop this. Or at least there are probably people doing it these days because more people know about the issue, but it's very hard to speak up. So that atmosphere can grow very quickly and not in a good way. But I think it's also important to say it's only a minority that do this. The majority of football fans don't sing these songs. But it is still very easy to find yourself, even if it's not a tragedy chant, to sing another offensive song.
まあ大半のファンがそうではないっていうのは、まあ僕自身もプレミア行ってたのでわかるんですけど、やっぱりこう少数のファンが歌ってるっていうのは、やっぱ問題として捉えないとなっていう気はしてますね。で、やっぱりそのある一部のファンの行いによってこうニュースになってて、まあ世間的にはサッカーファン全体がやっぱりおかしいんじゃないかっていう見られ方もすると思うんで、やっぱそれはサッカーにとって大きな損失だなっていう気はしますね。
Yeah, and I think that's a fair way to look at it because we should be able to self-police as fans, especially in your own club. If you see someone behaving offensively, doing something wrong, then I think you have a responsibility to call it out.It is very difficult to do that, but I think there is a responsibility there for other fans.
そうだよね。まあ、その試合中に起きていることをファン同士が止めるっていうのはすごい難しいことだと思うんだけど、その次の試合とかね、例えば、それは絶対に行わない、起こってはいけないことなんだっていうのをファン同士でやっぱりシェアするっていうのは、これは一つ大事な気がしますね。
And there are other ways to do it. You don't have to confront someone directly too. You can call a steward.The police. I think even these days, one of the ways people do this is maybe take a video and then upload it to social media, which can be effective in terms of maybe shaming the person. But I think it can actually have a negative effect in then leading to abuse for that person, which just makes the problem worse, in my opinion. So it's a tough one for sure.
まあでも歌ってる人はさ、アノニマスだと思ってるだろうね。自分はバレないと思って歌ってるだろうから、それはやっぱり責任持ってね、悪いことしてるんだっていうのは認識してほしいなっていう気がしますね。
So let's talk about some of the examples of tragedies that are sung about. As you mentioned, Hillsborough is probably famous is a not the right word, but it's the most well-known tragedy, I think, in English football. When 97 Liverpool fans went to an FA Cup semi-final,and were unlawfully killed in a crush in 1989. And as you said, we covered this in a lot of depth on two episodes, so definitely recommend listening to that if you haven't already.
2年前かな?
Yeah, about that.
番組下の方に、下がっていくと見れるんで、ヒルズボロの悲劇2回に上げ、2回にわたって取り上げているので、ぜひとも聞いてほしいなと思うんですけど、1989年4月15日にヒルズボロスタジアムで発生。FA カップの準決勝、ノッティンガムフォレスト戦を観戦するために集まったリバプールファン。これ警察の過失などもあって、狭い立ち見席、すし詰め状態となり97人の犠牲者が発生していますと。で、これを揶揄する悲劇のチャントっていうのが今歌われてるっていうのが問題になってます。
Another disaster was the Heysel Stadium disaster, when 39 fans, mostly Italians supporting Juventus, were killed at the 1985 European Cup final against Liverpool. So a few years before Hillsborough happened, Liverpool were involved, on the other side.
さっきのが1989年、こちらは1985年5月29日にベルギー・ブリュッセルにあるヘイゼルスタジアムで起きた悲劇です。チャンピオンズカップ決勝のリバプール対ユベントス。試合前にサポーター同士の衝突がきっかけとなり発生した群衆事故です。
So Liverpool fans actually get criticized for this one as well. As if, some of the tragedy chanting is about how they caused this to happen. So they've got Hillsborough and this Heysel one, which they get songs sung about them. Another one is the Munich air disaster, when an aircraft carrying the Manchester United squad crashed in bad weather in 1958. killing 23 people, including 8 Manchester United players.
ミュンヘンの悲劇、1958年2月にユナイテッドの選手8名を含む23名が死亡した航空機事故です。これはね、オールドトラフォード行った時にかなりこう大事なモニュメントとして飾られてたので、僕自身も覚えてますね。うん。
Yep. At the Bradford Fire, when a stand at Bradford City's Valley Parade Stadium caught on fire in 1985 and resulted in the death of 56 supporters.
フットボールリーグ3部の最終節、ブラッドフォードシティ対リンカンシティで発生した火災事故です。事故により56名が死亡、265名以上が負傷しております。うん、やっぱりイギリス悲劇を繰り返してるんですけど、僕はイングランドのスタジアムに行っていいことの一つは、タバコを吸わないっていうのはね、多分ここ関係してると思うんだけど、
yep.
こう、イタリアとかスペインとか、多分南のヨーロッパのクラブは、タバコ普通にスタンドで吸ってて今でも、こう大丈夫なんかよっていつも思うんで、そのあたりはね、うん、こうなんか、やっぱり歴史から学んでる何かは、イギリスのスタジアムには存在するなっていう気はしてます。アルコールもそうだよね。この番組でやったけど。うん、
that's right, that's right. Yes, exactly. As a direct result of Hillsborough, alcohol was banned.、But yeah, the Bradford City one, I mean, dying in a fire would just be、うん、horrific.、You go to football、yeah. and you end up dying in a fire. It's、うん、just unbelievable tragedy. The fatal stabbings of Leeds fans Chris Loftus and Kevin Spate before the 2000 UEFA Cup semi-final with Galatasaray in Istanbul.This one, I remember it happening at the time. I was maybe 12 or 13 years old. And this one, I find particularly bad. All of them are really, like we're going to talk about it later. All of this singing is just stupid. But this one feels so personal because it was two specific fans who were murdered. They were stabbed for being Leeds fans. Fans who just like football, singing songs like the rest of us, are now having these horrific songs sung about them by other football fans. I find this one particularly upsetting.
今でもさ、やっぱトルコは問題になってるよね。暴力的なことは問題になってるんで、
yep.
やっぱなかなか改善されてないなっていう気はしますね。
Yeah, I think if you went to Turkey, as particularly with English fans, you'd probably not want to wear colors because it is dangerous for sure. Yeah. And yeah, that was a really horrific one when this happened. Very, very sad.The death of Cardiff City striker Emiliano Sala, who died in a plane crash in 2019, is also sung about.
なんとからカーディフシティへの移籍が決定していて、契約締結のためにフランスからイギリスに飛行機で渡ってたんですけど、途中その乗っていた飛行機がイギリスとフランスの間の海峡で墜落する事故にあって亡くなっております。
Yeah, incredibly sad. And then...There's also, they're not just songs, right? There's also fans who, there's one fan who went all the way to make a shirt about Hillsborough, which I'm not going to read the words, but basically he's got the number 97 and it's, the name on top is just saying something bad about, like, what are you thinking? I don't get it. It's not enough to sing a song about it. You go and make a shirt? Spend money on it?
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Yeah.
まあちょっと信じがたいですね。ユニフォームを使ってさらにその悲劇的なところを繰り返す、ぶり返すっていうのは、やっぱなんか変な奴はいるんだなっていうのはね、思うし、やっぱそれは取り締まりたいなっていう気はしますよね。うん。
So let's speak about how it's being punished then, because, as we said, in recent years, I think this has been happening for a long, long time, this singing. But in the last maybe 5 or so years,Police and clubs have been making an effort to find the people doing it and then arrest them, charge them, ban them from going to football games. So here are some recent examples. A Tottenham fan was given a 3-year football banning order and fined in June 2023 for making gestures mocking the Hillsborough tragedy during their 4-3 defeat at Anfield. In August 2023, a fan was arrested for engaging in tragedy chanting during the 1-1 draw between Chelsea and Liverpool.At Stamford Bridge. In January this year, just a few months ago, 3 Manchester United supporters were arrested for chants relating to Hillsborough before their Premier League match at Anfield. In February, 2 fans were arrested for this at the Carabao Cup final between Chelsea and Liverpool. In March, Arsenal banned 3 of their own supporters for tragedy chanting during the FA Cup game against Liverpool. And just 3 weeks ago,A Manchester United fan was charged after the Manchester United-Liverpool FA Cup game, the one that went extra time. It's a great game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just in the last, what, 18 months? There's been six examples?
ね。
うん。
ね、この1年半でこんだけ多くの事象が起きてて、うん、この過去に起きた悲劇に対するちゃんと歌ってるのは、まあなぜかっていうのはね、やっぱ気になりましたよね。なんで今さらって思ったんだけど、アスレティックの記事昨日トミーが送ってくれてさ、それ3個4個ぐらい読んでたんだけど、まあ1個目は本当にそのファンたちが歴史を理解してないんじゃないかっていうのは1つ目。この分かってない、何が起きたっていうのは過去に起きたってことを知らずに歌って、ね、それは1つ目だよね。
And sorry to interrupt you here, but that I think you can say the same for anything. Homophobia, for any gay-related chants, for sexism. It comes from not understanding. Racism. It's not understanding the other person, right? You've found the issue straight away. That's the problem.
ね、そこが多分、分からずに多分ジョインするだけで歌ってる人たちが必ず存在してると思うの。それがさらにこう、ちゃんとなってしまってると。で、その仲間意識、集団意識みたいなのが、やっぱりこのスタンドの中にはやっぱ存在してて、一気にこう鼓動してから、それやっぱ気持ちよさに変わるのかなっていうふうには思うし、なんか初めは面白半分で、揶揄してるだけで歌ってるやつが、だんだんこう、鼓動してくっていうのは、やっぱそれは、なんかいい意味で歌ってるんだったらやっぱいいけど、そこが、こんだけ悪い意味っていうのを理解せずに歌ってるのは、一つ問題だなって思ったな。うん。
Mm. Yeah. I think you're exactly right. It starts with the idea of being funny. But I mean, there's nothing funny about any of this, right? And the other thing, as I said about the Leeds fans, often they're talking about people very similar to themselves, people who went to watch a football game like they do, who did nothing wrong, were just caught up in this trap. Yeah. It's just crazy.
で、もう一つは、やっぱりリバプールが監督クロップになって強くなってるから、やっぱ負けるじゃん、試合に。だから何かこう言いたいというか、ファン、負けてるチームの何か俺らはできることないかっていう時に、もう最後の手として、やっぱ昔の話を掘り出してそれを歌うしかないのかなっていうか、やっぱそれもいけてないなって思うよね。やっぱ勝負するならピッチの上で勝負してほしいっていうのが今回思ったね、読んでて。
うん、yeah, and I think Liverpool are very strong. They've got a really strong community.Liverpool in the city and Liverpool fans. And Hillsborough is a huge part of their identity. They've taken this tragedy and made it a really important thing to them, which is understandable. But I think that also provokes people. It says to Manchester United fans particularly, we care about this, so you can then use that to hurt us because we care so much, if that makes sense. I'm not saying what Liverpool do is wrong. I'm just saying I thinkThe fact that they make it such an important thing makes it easier for Manchester United fans to then use it against them. And other fans too.
なんかこう、内容的にはあんま喋りたくないんだけど、いつもお前たちは犠牲者だな、みたいな感じで歌ってるらしいので、どうやら。その、ビクトムみたいな感じで歌ってるらしくて、やっぱその、いじり方をして何が面白いんかなっていうのはね、正直よくわかんないですね。
Yeah, that's the famous song that always the victims, it's never your fault, is the one that doesn't say anything about Hillsborough, but there is an understanding that that's what they're talking about, yes. And if you want to know more about what that song means, the Hillsborough episodes are definitely worth listening to, because Liverpool fans were blamed for it originally.
だその歌詞にはさ、やっぱヒルズボロって入ってこないから、やっぱ知らずに歌ってる若い層はいるだろうなっていう気はしますね。だからそれはやっぱり、なんかこう対策できることの一つとして、何個か書いてみたんだけど、まあ一個目はさ、そのサッカー禁止令。これ3年で足りるのかなって思ったんだけど、罰則の強化。だ試合見に来ちゃダメですよって、ファンを特定して、もうあなたはサッカー観戦できませんっていうふうにしてるらしいんだけど、まあもう少し法の強化してもいいんじゃないかなっていう、ね、見ましたね。で、二つ目は、プレミアリーグ、クラブが、もっとこう、エデュケーション、教育的な要素を、何かこう、クラブで発信するべき。で、三つ目が、まあ、選手、監督、言ってる選手もいたけど、もう一個は、この解説陣、まあ、キャラガーとかギャニー・ネビルが発信することによって、やめるってのは可能なのかな。で、最後は、一番初めに喋ったけど、ファンが自分たちで、そのようなちゃんとするべきではないっていうのを、やっぱこれは、ファン同士の中で共有していくのは大事なんではないかなっていうのはね。 まあ、このあたりなんじゃないかなと思ったけどね、対策できることは。
うん、yeah, and even then I feel like if someone's going to sing it, they're going to sing it, right? It's probably very hard to stop. Just like other problems in the game, it comes down to an individual making a choice. And we can make it harder for them for sure.
Mm.
I also like, let's say a 16, 17 year old kid goes to a football game, joins in, and then gets banned for 3 years. Is that the right thing to do as well? Or like you say, education, show them why this is the wrong thing.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a tough one to get right, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I don't think we need to say much more about our opinion on it. I think everyone would agree that it is a really shameful part of football. I think even the people that sing these things, at least older people would say that too. I think they would understand it's the wrong thing to do, but they still do it because they get caught up in the moment, tribalism and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
When they get in a group, you get the fake courage that comes along. You feel like you can do anything you like, right? That's the group, the power of the group. And I've spoken about respect on this podcast a lot in the last year or so. And I've said I don't mind singing songs about players, maybe offensive songs. I added one to the Sol Campbell podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is a line there. It's a blurry line. It's hard to know where to stop sometimes.
Mm.
But the tragedy chanting is not even in the same ballpark. It's just completely, like, no matter which way you look at it, it's offensive. It doesn't have any benefit. It doesn't inspire your team. It's not like your team is being, I don't know, like motivated by this. So it can only have a bad effect, I think. And the last thing I wonder, does the publicity help? Publishing this stuff, talking about these songs, means other people learn about them, learn the words, and then maybe more likely to join in the next time it happens. So
mm-hmm.
is it better to just ignore it because it is a really small minority of people?
Uh-huh.
However, that hasn't worked with other things. Racism. Ignoring racism hasn't worked. I know UEFA have ignored it for a long time and it's not going anywhere. Homophobia is the same. You can't ignore homophobia, sexism. All of those things need to be brought into the spotlight. So this is probably another one of those issues.
なんかこの番組でも何回か言ってきてると思うんだけど、やっぱりそのサッカーのスタジアムで起きてるっていうのは社会の問題でもあるなって気はしてるわけ。サッカーだけでは解決できない、フットボールだけで解決できないこともあると思う。で、これに関していくと、まあ、サッカーの中でできることはあるんじゃないかなってまだ思う。この悲劇的なちゃんとはおかしいんだっていうムーブメントは起きてほしいし、止まってほしいなとは思う。で、まあ、このポッドキャストで取り上げることがなんかいいことなのかなってよくわかんないけど、僕にはけど、なんか一サッカーファンとしては悲しいなっていう感じですね。悲しいし、終わってほしい文化だなっていう気はしますね。う
ん、The only thing that I think is different with this issue is it's not like you do this anywhere else. So for example, homophobia happens in football stadiums. It's very easy for that to happen at anyone's company, right? You can go to work and have homophobia. You don't have tragedy chanting at work. You don't turn up and start singing songs at your colleagues about a disaster. So it is a very specific football issue, right? And I think that probably makes it harder to fix it in some ways.
はいはい。
Does that make sense?
うん、わかる言ってる意味。だから、そうね。そんないきなり会社で歌い始めないしね、人はね。個人ではやっぱ、うん、うん。
Even just talking about something bad that happened to someone else from, let's say, a rival company would be unacceptable. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one to get right, for sure.
いきなりカルロス・ゴーンの歌とか歌わないだろうしな。お前たち、カルロス・ゴーン逃げただろう、みたいな感じで歌わないだろうし。
Yeah.
まあでも僕、プレミアの魅力の一つはさ、やっぱこう、ちゃんとが、ちゃんとの回でも喋ったと思うんだけど、スポンテニアスで、自然発生的に、コールリーダーとかがいなくて、やっぱこう、だんだん生まれてくっていうのがすごい僕好きなのね。もう、ゴール裏とかないし、スタンドのこっち側の横で見てる人たちも歌い始めるっていうのは、まあ、かっこいいなってずっと思ってるし、素晴らしい文化だなと。で、時々やっぱこの言い合いのさ、シャレが効いてるっていうか、お互いに言い合うじゃん、こう歌も。あれもすごい好きなのね。
うん。
だその、なんだろうな、鳥肌が立つようなボリュームもそうだし、なんかこうお互いにやり合うっ ていうのは、なんかそこにメッセージもあるし、見てて文化も学べるし、なんかスタジアム行ってよかったなっていう気はなるんだけど、まあこの悲劇的なチャントはね、何を歌ってるのって言って調べたくはない気はしますよね。知らない人がね。
And I think that's exactly why, ultimately, I feel like the responsibility is on other fans around them to, first of all, not join in. And then, second, if you do hear it kind of growing, then maybe you do just shout out. You don't have to say directly to someone, just shout out, stop singing that, you know. Just kill it before it even starts growing, I think is the best way to, because the majority, you know, the person next to you is more likely to be on your side and help you tell someone off than the opposite.
まあこれ日本では起きるのかなって昨日考えて。
Yeah, I was wondering this too.
そう、やっぱりすぐ思いついたのはもうちょっとこうポジティブな方だった気がしますね。今年の1月1日に起きた石川県の地震が起きて、で石川県代表の星稜高校がその次の日に試合があったんだけど、3回戦応援団が行けなくなりましたと。でスタンド1試合目を行っていた日大藤沢かな、であと岡山学芸団のチームが、まあ、星稜の色黄色だったんだけど、それゴミ袋みたいなのユニフォームないからみんなで来て頑張れよって応援したっていうのは、やっぱこれはやっぱりなんだろうな、サッカー同じサッカーやるメンバーだから一緒になって応援するっていうのは、まあ、素晴らしい心だなっていうか精神だなっていうふうには思ったし、うん、やっぱサッカーで一つにつながるっていうメッセージも感じたんで、それは本当にまあね、震災は本当に悲しい出来事だったし、今も続いてるんだけど、なんかこう、サッカー やってるメンバーがこういう姿を見せてくれたのは、非常に良い姿だったなっていうのはね、覚えてますね。
Yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like with this latest earthquake, the Ishikawa one, one thing I kind of felt was Japan goes through a lot of these events together, because I feel like at any point, anywhere in the country, an earthquake can happen.So everyone kind of understands what that must be like. And so it's all about supporting that region, which I think is a great thing. But I also, let's say something happened for Gamba fans, just to use an example. Something happened, a tragedy with Gamba. I still couldn't imagine Cerezo fans going and singing songs about it.
そうね。
Like it just would not happen in Japan, which is a great thing, I feel. You might get one or two people shouting something, but there'd never be singing about it, I feel.
そうね。それはない。ないと思う。
Yeah. Like, and I can see the look on your face right now. Like, you can't even imagine it. It's just so,
ね、
like, it wouldn't happen. So, which shows the problem. Why does this happen in another country? Like,
そう思うよ。やっぱ、なんで大きいんだろうなって考えたもんね、これね。何がしたいんだろう、yeah. みたいな。うん。
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's stupid. That's the only way I can kind of sum up the problem.It's just a waste of everyone's time, a waste of resources, a waste of police resources, a waste of club resources for something that has no benefit whatsoever. Like, just stop seeing these things.
ね。だからまあ、この回でもう一回喋るってことはないことを願いますよ、僕は。まだ起きてんの?その問題っていうね。
Yeah, probably will be. One thing talking about Japan reminded me, I went to Tottenham versus West Ham in 2011.March 19th, 2011. So a week just after the earthquake in Tohoku. And so there was a minute silence at the game. And I was in Japan during the earthquake. So I was still very kind of, not emotional, but you know, I was feeling it. So the minute silence started and then West Ham fans started booing and started doing some other very, very questionable songs. Not about the tragedy, but just...In that minute silence, I was so angry. Like, 1 minute. You can't be quiet for 1 minute to pay respect to people who died. Like, you are a terrible human being. That's how I felt in that moment. I was so angry about it. And it's not just West Ham. Tottenham fans, there's bad Tottenham fans. There's bad fans at every club. Makes me angry.
まあだから、こう、今世界中にさ、発信してるし、誰が何やってるかって、プレミアのスタジアムなんかさ、すぐバレちゃうわけじゃん。というか、スタジアム、チケットにも名前があって、どこに座ってるかもわかるわけだから、まあやっぱ責任持って観戦してほしいなっていうのをね、思いましたね。
Yeah, just don't be an idiot. Don't do something that you wouldn't do if you were on the street as well. Like, you wouldn't do this just to some random in the street. So that's tragedy chanting, yeah, and an unfortunate part of football that I thought was good just to kind of share, because it's making a lot of news lately, especially Man United have played Liverpool twice recently, and that is definitely the most, risky match for this sort of chanting, I guess. It's where most of these incidents happen between Manchester United and Liverpool. Both teams have disasters. Yeah, the Munich air disaster, you have Hillsborough, so it happens a lot. Yeah, hopefully it's kind of introduced you to a little bit of something that you didn't know about, a bad topic, but still, I think, good to know about. So if you have any comments, thoughts, feedback, let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
まあ、イギリスプレミアリーグのいいところを僕たち面白いところを取り上げることが多いんですけど、まあ、これは真似したくないし、まあ、なんだろうな、彼らから学ぶことはないっていうのは今日の回だったなっていう気はします。
Maybe you feel the opposite. You feel pride that you're not like that.
そうね。
As Japanese, yeah.
うん、そうかもしれない。なので、まあね、社会問題として取り上げられるっていうほどにもないっていう気はするんですけど、やっぱりなんかこう、ね、いいリーグであってほしいなっていうのは僕は願ってるんで、やっぱ変わってってほしいなっていうのは今回喋ってて思いました。
Now, switching topics a little bit, on the 21st of April, in two or three weeks, Cerezo are playing in Nagoya and we are going to be going to the match. Isn't that right, Tomo?
そう。トミーともなかなか実は全然会ってなくて、だから久々にね、会いたいっていうのと、4月21日かな、名古屋セレッソ戦を一緒に見に行くので、もしスタジアムに行かれる方は声かけてみてください。来てますって言って。
yeah, yeah. We'll be, yeah, Toyota Stadium, right?
そう、トヨタですね。うん。
Mm. I mean, I wanted to go to that stadium for a long time, so I'm glad to finally get the chance.
うん、
Although it's absolutely miles away, it's in the middle of nowhere.
ね、遠いんだよね、ちょっとね、名古屋からね。
It's not really Nagoya, it's Toyota.
うん。そう。あと、まあ、ここでクラブメンバーになっていただいて、それが、だいぶこうすべて終わって、あと一件ぐらいですね、僕、送付が終わってないんですけど、まだね、トレーナーが届いてなくて実は、その方お待たせしちゃってるんですけど、まあ、ほぼ完了したので、トミーと一緒にね、その、いただいたお金をどのように使っていこうかなっていうのはね、二人でちょっと喋りたいっていうのは今回会う理由なので、また決まったらこのポッドキャストで報告いたします。
Alrighty, if you're in Nagoya, let us know. Otherwise, yeah, let us know any other feedback. Thank you very much as always for listening. We'll see you again next time.
皆様からのお便りお待ちしております。サッカーと英語ポッドキャストと調べていただけると、Google で上の方に来ると思います。各回のエピソード下の方にですねコメント欄ありますので、そちらに、まあ、今回のね悲劇のチャントに対する思いなども、メッセージとしていただけると嬉しいです。それではまた来週です。バイフォーナウ。